We invite our breath in through our nostrils, down, 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 into our feet, and into all the spaces beneath our feet. Down through the floor and the subfloor and the basement and the foundation and the gravel and the clay and the rock and the layers. Down, 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 as far as our breath is willing to reach beneath our feet. Perhaps down into the molten core. Perhaps to the aquifer of living truth. And then we invite our breath to return, coming back up, bringing the nutrients, the peace, the strength, the awareness of sufficiency up into us, up through our feet and through our bodies, our calves, our knees, our thighs, our guts, our buttocks, our chests, our backs, shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists and fingers, neck, ears, scalp, nose, hair follicles, cheeks, jowls, until we are filled with the awareness of our being, including the energy that shrouds, that cloaks, that illumines, within which our physical selves find their place, our aura, whatever you choose to call it, our radiance, and allowing ourselves to rest in the awareness of our wholeness, accepting the spaces that may feel dark or tangled or tense. Or hard, or hot, or cold. Letting those places simply be held in this field of awareness, of acceptance and appreciation. Simply allowing. And we invite our awareness to locate within that energy system our spark of humanity, of Christ. And we let our awareness rest on it, wherever it may be. Often it's in our physical bodies, and it can also be within the energy field outside our physical bodies. But we recognize it as ours, wherever it may be. We invite our awareness to rest upon it, to rest with it, to rest within it, Sometimes I see my spark and my awareness curled up together like a couple of just born puppies. Or kittens. Just becoming acquainted, resting together. Our awareness and our spark. And when we are ready, we reach, our awareness reaches through our spark out to the spark of someone else in the circle. Connecting with and affirming their spark. We see how that feels. And maybe we feel our spark being connected with by someone else's spark. And we let ourselves rest in that sensation. Just allowing. And if we feel ready, when we feel ready, we invite our sparks to connect with the sparks of everyone in this circle. Gently, just inviting. Seeing how that feels. Allowing ourselves to rest in that sensation. In the safety and comfort. If we wish, when we wish, we let someone outside the circle come to mind. Someone we care about. And we connect with and affirm their spark. See how that feels. And when we are ready, if we are ready, we let someone else, or maybe a group of people, come to mind. That we may be feeling scared of or anxious about, like they don't like us or whatever our baffled and distorted minds tell us. Just people with whom we're not comfortable. Whatever our distortions and bafflements and defenses, just simply people with whom we are not comfortable. And we let our spark connect with and affirm their spark or their sparks. Remembering that our spark cannot be damaged, cannot be put out. It cannot be violated. Connecting with and affirming those sparks. And if you want, when you want, you may let others or another come to mind that you fear or that you detest or whatever is going on with you. That is strong and dark and negative around this person or persons. And through your spark, you connect with and affirm that person's spark or those people's spark. Noticing how that feels. noticing how your spark feels. That feels sufficient, knowing that you can always do this work. It's always available. It can always be remembered. Return your awareness to your spark within your own body energy system. And notice how you're feeling. Often at this point, I feel how much exertion there has been in this exploration of claiming my spark. And so the image that has commended itself to some of us is that of roots. There are roots that can reach out to all the resources we need to keep our spark strong and nimble and capable of its being an agent of transformation. You may find imagery that works for you other than the imagery that works for me. I'll continue with the imagery that works for me. And you let it carry you wherever you need to go for the strength and well-being of your spark and of you. As you allow yourself become more deeply engaged in this work. A tree, for example, reaching out roots to gather in nutrients to stabilize. To grab into any rocks to find the cracks, tenacious, and reaching for all we need to be strong in this work. As deep as we need to go, as outstretched as we may need to be, the resources are there. We gather them in to be fed, to be strong, to be willing. also feel a taproot driving down through those layers that our breath went through a while back, but in a different dimension, perhaps. If our taproot feels blocked anywhere, that's okay. Just let it reach out to the side and wherever it can go to find the nourishment. And perhaps that permission allows it to go through whatever obstruction it experienced, down through everything that's there. All the layers of thought and story, of judgment, of condemnation, of conviction, of pain. All the geological layers of our experience and the experience of our people and our ancestors. Down through all that to the aquifer of living truth, of living wisdom. And we allow our taproot to tap into that, drawing up the wisdom and the truth that is required for the well-being of our spark, for the strength of our spark. And then perhaps root hairs, or often I see them as the rhizomes in a field of strawberries. Reaching out, touching the root hairs perhaps of the others in this space, just touching them, drawing the strength from that connection, that touching, and knowing that the others whose root hairs we're touching are also being strengthened. Interweaving, growing a mat of community, of conviction, of faith, of power, of presence. And letting that root system reach out, permeating all levels of being throughout this continent, encompassing the globe, touching and strengthening and being strengthened by all those whose intentions, whose desires, whose hopes are compatible with ours. And perhaps out through intergalactic space, and through the veil we think of as death, and through the mystery we experience as birth, to those yet not yet incarnate, and those who are no longer incarnate. Touching, strengthening, being strengthened by, allowing our sense of reality to stretch, to expand, feeling and being fed by the community. That great transdimensional community of which we are living members. Fed by the living wisdom, stabilized in our current situation. Fed and watered and complete for now in this day and in this time and in this place. And when we are ready, we let our awareness sink back into our spark, into our body, into our shoulders and elbows, knees and wrists, ankles, feet. We allow ourselves to twitch and move and stretch, holding within us what has been and what is and what shall be. Resting, alive, present. And when we're ready, we allow our eyes to drift open and become fully present in this place and time.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.